attend meetings to get the lay of the land before I stand up to speak. I apologize for not having made it to a previous meeting, but I do keep you in my prayers and support your work that you do with the youth here in our community, and raise you up every week, every day, for all that you do. I want to thank you for the service that you have given thus far to our community, and all of the tough decisions that you've had to make in the last several months, the last year and a half. And I just want to encourage you to continue to be strong in all that you do. I don't have to agree with the decisions that you make. That's not the definition of a good decision. In fact, a lot of good decisions are against what I would want to do, but they're the things that need to be done. Thank you for undertaking that task. Thank you for being strong and having the courage to speak truth to power. I originally had started writing out what my thank you letter was going to be, and it started turning into more of a theological lesson in Romans 13 and powers, and I was like, no, I don't need to do that. If you want to know why I am saying what I am saying, I'll be glad to give you that lecture later.
Sunday morning church, right?
But there is a time in the history of a people when the greater magistrates stray. And it is the duty of lesser magistrates, like a school board, to say to that greater magistrate, you are not following how we have agreed to work and operate. As a private citizen, we are not under God's authority to speak in that manner to those greater magistrates. But you, as our lesser magistrates, are able to speak and defend us. And I want to thank you for the defense that you have made thus far. I want to thank you for the defense that you will make in the future, whatever that defense looks like, even if it's an action that I don't agree with. You are the ones, as the lesser magistrates, who protect the citizens from the bullying of greater magistrates. And you are the ones who can help. Thank you for the actions that you've taken thus far. Be strong in the actions that you take in the future. And I know that whatever those actions are going to be, they are in the best interests of the students and the citizens of this district. And it is not a willful intention to harm or bring unhealthy things to this district or the students. And I think that it is a shame for such calumny to come out of a governmental body's mouth in accusing you of such malfeasance. Be strong in defending yourselves. Be strong in defending us. And no matter what your decisions are in the future, thank you for serving. Thank you for being that voice of reason, both to the citizens of this district and to those who are the greater magistrates, who are positioned and ordered higher in the order of the government that we have in this state. Thank you very much.
Thank you.